Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Lenis and Nina. How's everybody doing? I hope you've had a good week, and we've made it through. We're here, right? Okay, so welcome to the Essence of Success Radio Network, y'all. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of Free Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina. Our phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path, huh? Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's not here with us today. She's on vacation this Sunday and next Sunday, so she'll be back the first Sunday in August. So you've got me. And also, I want to make an announcement. I know we always do birthdays, but I want to make an announcement that this week on Wednesday, I am going in a 24-hour prayer. I did this last year, so I'm going to do it again this year. And for 24 hours, I just lock myself away, and every hour of the 24 hours I pray. So if any of you need prayer, something you want me to pray about for you, go to Facebook to my page, The Essence of Success Network. That's the Essence of Success Network page on Facebook. In the message, send me a message should you like prayer, and I will definitely put your name on the list or your concerns. So Wednesday when I go into prayer, you will also be covered. So, and I will mention that again at the end of the broadcast. Let's see, I'm trying to think what else. Oh, I know, happy birthdays. We're in, what are we going into? This is July. We're going into Leo. We're in Leo. Excuse me, not going into, but we're in Leo. So happy birthday to all you Leo folks. I hope that you are going to enjoy your birthday and have a good time. Be kind, rewind, and, you know, Leos, y'all got to be center of attention. So just think about that. And you know what? I didn't even give my horoscopes for this month. I did it, but I didn't tell y'all about it. And I do apologize for that. If I have time, I'll do them real quick. Anyway, let me say happy birthday to Pamela Ingram. Happy birthday to Emma Kennard, my girlfriend in Texas. Happy birthday to Walter M. Dubai. That's Professor Walter M. Dubai of Jazz and Blues. Happy birthday to Miss Nicole A.G. Phelps. She's running for Superior Court Judge, very good friend of the family. Hope y'all remember in November to do vote for her. Happy birthday to Cherie Lewis, one of the SOB sisters, Sisters of Blackness Sorority. Happy birthday to Karen Primo. Hope you've had a good one. Also, happy birthday to Mr. Samuel Wiggins, also known as Papa Sam. Out of Vegas, I hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful birthday, and know that our prayers are with you always, and we love you. Okay, and then on Monday is Miss Leslie Journey's birthday. So, Leslie, happy birthday to you. And as I said, the chat room is open. You're on your own today. Hopefully Holly may come in, or Anna, or Tiffany to help in the chat room. I'll try and go in when I can, but I'm not going to promise. But it is open, so if you guys want to go in there and discussion or have opinion or comments, please do. The only thing that I request is that you be nice to one another and be respectable, okay? All right, thank you. Okay, so we are going to begin. You know, the full moon, we just passed that on the 19th, which was last Tuesday. So I hope everybody's doing good. We're coming out of it now. Okay, so our first caller coming up, and welcome to the show, is area code 303. You're on the line with Linus. How you doing?
Good, good.
And who is this?
My name is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
And how are you doing today, young lady?
Good, good. You?
All right. I'm doing terrific. No complaints.
Are you guys doing readings today, or...?
Yes, ma'am, we are. You just go ahead with your question.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering about money and work.
Okay, which is the most important? You get one question, and I need
to
focus on one of them.
Work that leads to money. Work that leads to money, basically. So,
okay.
Work.
Is there any particular field that you are very good in that you would consider work in that field?
You know, just dealing with people, basically.
Okay. All right. Let me go from there. Lori, you've got a third eye. I'm feeling it right now between my eyebrows. So that tells me that you're psychic as well, spiritual. Wow, have you thought about going into metaphysical work?
I mean, I'm very fascinated by it. You know, I do. I feel like I do have intuition, and I do have, like, I kind of know things. I feel that way, but I don't have like a reel going in my head or anything like that. I mean, I have dreams that come true. Honestly, I do, but not all the time. You know, they're weird sometimes too.
Okay. I'm picking up social work right now, something in that industry, doing social work. So the first thing I got came up was the state, of course. But the state came up right away at first for social work. And I see that you have the skills and the knowledge to proceed in that area. Now, whether you want to work for the state or not, I don't know. I see social work and state. I also see you going to people's homes assisting, like if they need their bills paid or run errands or, you know, something like that. I see you doing that too. And that's more or less on your time, okay, compared to the other one, which is structured. So that would be at your time. Kind of like that Uber thing, Uber, you know, people going to business
the Uber.
And drive cab. Okay.
Uber.
Well, yeah. Well, same thing for you in that perspective. But I really see you more in social services, helping people, and that's a lot. Go ahead.
I have a validation for you. That's exactly what I'm looking towards, but I don't have my master's degree, and every time I ever look at anything, it requires my master's. I do have my bachelor's in that. human resources with an emphasis in drug and alcohol counseling and a minor in criminal justice. So I worked for the federal government for many, many years and looking into doing social work or something like that. But I'm unsure that I'll get something in that because I don't have many years I haven't been doing that, and I don't have my master's. Does that make sense?
Yes, but you don't have to worry about that. You don't need a master's degree for the jobs that are coming up. No, you don't.
Do you have any idea when? Could you tell me that?
I see you working in August because I see sunshine around you. It's like a halo that you would see in the pictures of Jesus. I see a total big one all around your body, starting from the left going to the right. So that tells me that August is your month. But for work, yes, I definitely see that. August also is a month for you for work and romance and networking. So I would say August is your most powerful month throughout the whole year. Anything that you want to come about, do it in August. It's so shall it be. But, yeah, you'll be very fortunate in August. It's your power month. It's like whatever you put out there, it's going to come back.
I want $1 trillion.
I want a million trillion dollars
so I can help the world be nice to each other and help animals. That's what I want.
Yes,
babies.
Amen. Amen.
Can't we all just get along, have a cup of tea?
I see you doing it. So, you know what? If you go into the social work, you'll get a job. I don't see a problem for you because you have different fields available to you because of your education and your skill. You know, you could go into drugs. You could go into child development. You could go into just helping people like a life coach, but you're still in social service, you know, to go to the next step in their life. So, yeah, that door is wide open. Something great is going to happen for you. I'm running right through it.
I'm going to run.
Something great is going to happen for you. The doors are opening. So just remember. So what I would do this last week of July, prep yourself. So, okay, I'm going to fill this out for the state. I'm going to fill this out for this particular company or this. Get it lined up. When August 1st hits, like they say, well, I'll put it like this. They say if you can lay down and look up, you can get up. But everybody has to crawl before they walk. So once you stop crawling and stand up, and that will be your August, start running. Start running because things are going to be coming to you left and right. Like I said, doors are opening for you, and it begins in August. So let that power bless you.
I've been laying down, so I'm ready to get up.
There you go, sister. There you go. So, yeah, I see good things. Good things. Right. Just like I say, do your little prelim at the end of this month and January. Just put it in and call me back because I guarantee you I can see this. You will be working before August 31st, way before.
All right.
Okay.
All right. When do you have your shows? Do you have them on just Sundays?
Yeah, every Sunday at 3:00.
All right.
3 to 4:30 every Sunday. So call me
back and let me know,
but I'm sure. All what I'm saying. I guarantee you will be working. Before
God
August 31st. Yep.
God bless, and thank you so much for what you do for other people.
You're welcome. And I'm going to tell you congratulations, Lori, because I know you're going to get a job. So congratulations to you, and God bless you as well.
Thank you.
You're
All
welcome.
Right.
Have a wonderful
day.
Week. Thank
All right.
you.
Bye.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 252. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. How are you, young lady?
Okay. Well, I was wondering, because I wanted to change my major, do you see me doing well and staying in anthropology/sociology, or do you see me kind of going back to where I started?
No, that is your purpose. Your purpose is to tell people about the past and bring them forward to the future. So that is your purpose. Anthropology and social is your purpose in life.
Yeah.
You're here to help
people.
You are. That is your destiny, is to help people. And also, you will get paid in doing this. So don't think just because you go into either one of those fields that you won't make money. Yes, you will.
Yeah, because nobody, it's a dead degree at this point. But because who I am, I tend to tell everything. People listen to me, so I'm like, well, if I go, I probably could make some money.
Yes,
so,
you could.
I was just asking.
Yes, you could. And let me throw this out there, because the angels are showing me, find a big company. With your skills, you don't have to just go into social work. You know, like you could work for a company and have a human resource program, whereas you have the anthropology, the background history of human beings or of that company, what have you, and also the social part to bring them forward in human resources, like how to improve your skills, your education, or improve yourself as a human being with a better attitude. So they're telling me with a big company, there you'll find not only your niche, but the pay will be very well. You know what I'm saying? Like your pay will be $20 or so an hour with a bigger company. Now, they're showing me if you decide to work in a smaller venue, say like show me, angels. Because the state, they're telling me the state, but that's not a smaller venue. I'll say like working for not a nursing home, but a rehab facility. You'll also be hired in that.
Yeah, I'd rather global.
But the money
may
not be as great as with a big company. But big companies, believe it or not, they look for people with social work and anthropology, because those skills will definitely help them in human resources. Also, it can help them in coaching other, God, I see you doing this. Like people that are looking for a promotion, they want to move up in the company, they would come and have a meeting with you, and you would
like
give
coaching.
Them the points and stuff. Yes, 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 in order for them to move up to the next level. In other words, just filling it out and say, oh, I want to go from a secretary to a manager. You're going to sit with them and tell them, okay, if you want to become a manager, these are the skills and the technology that you're going to need. You're that good. You are that good at helping people like that. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't feel bad. If anything, start applying, because you should be working now. That's what the angels are telling me. You should be working right now as we speak. So that's how close it is. All you need to do is just go out there and apply. And don't be scared, because you'll be blessed and more than what you asked for. Now remember this, because I see God blessing you in abundance. As you apply for these jobs, you're going to be blessed. But the job that you get, when you sit down and negotiate your salary or the things that you're going to be doing, it's going to be so bright. And I mean bright like the sunshine in the morning. You almost cry. You're like, wow, I prayed for this, but I didn't know all this was going to happen. Well, yeah, it's time. You deserve this, and it's time. So that's why I'm letting you know. The angels let me know you will be blessed in abundance, more than what you asked for.
Great.
So as you're filling out for these positions and stuff, just pop your collar and say, I got it. I got it.
Yeah, but
even
I just
want
to go back to school. I don't got my degree yet. I was just thinking about going back to school for that. But you're saying go ahead and start applying for the positions now and see what happens. That's what you're saying.
Wait a minute. Why can't you apply for the positions and go to school while you're working? Huh? How do you know
that
company
won't pay
half of your schooling?
Well, yeah, that's what I want to do, but I didn't think I would have the qualifications right now. Okay, but I could do that.
Because, listen, this is where you want to go. How do you know the company that you will be working for does not have a program for people that are going to college? A lot of companies do that now. Well, they'll pay for half your college. Well, you know that you're going to be with them for 5 years now. They're not going to just up and do it, and after you get your degree, you're gone. But, I mean, they will invest in you. Yes. So don't say because you don't have a degree. Just say that, you know what, whatever job I'm going to get, I'm going to be able to go to school and work too. And get help.
Okay.
Hello?
Right. Hello.
All right then.
Got you.
All right then.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling, Teresa. And again, I'm going to tell you congratulations like I did the first caller.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
You
have a wonderful
day.
You too. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Okay.
Next call. Area code 860. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Amy. How are you?
Hi, Amy. I'm doing terrific. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing okay. It's hot over here. It's a hot day.
That's right. Midwest and the East Coast, y'all will be experiencing hot weather coming up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question is about love. Do you see a committed relationship for me?
Okay, Amy,
in?
are you involved with anybody at the present time?
No.
Okay. Because I see a man right away, and he looks like the penguin off of, what was the penguin in? There's a show that's on now, Gotham, and I think the penguin. This guy makes you laugh. Now, this is not your love match, so I'm going to tell you everything the angels are showing me. This guy is not your love match, but, man, he will make you laugh. He will make you laugh, put you in a good mood. Even if you're down and depressed and you call him, he's going to say something funny to lift your spirit. So he's a good friend in that way, okay? Not
okay.
A love connection, but just a friend that, hey, you can hang out with or call upon and say, you know what? And before you know it, he's going to make you laugh, and the phone call before you say goodbye, you'll feel better. So they're showing
okay.
me that one.
Okay.
Now, the guy that's coming into your life to love, he's got broad shoulders.
Okay.
Is he? Like shoulder length. Your head comes up to his shoulders. So he's tall, 6'3
okay.
or 6'4.
Okay.
He's a businessman. He travels.
Okay.
He's a businessman. His job has him traveling. He has one kid that's already grown, because I see this man as like in his early 40s. He's not that old. But this was something that happened when he was quite young as a teenager, so that's why his daughter's grown and on her own. Yeah. And he hasn't had any more children, so that was it. He just has the one child.
Okay.
Muffin. I don't know why I'm getting that name, Muffin. Anyway, write that down, M-U-F-F-I-N. They're showing me Muffin. Something about him is Muffin. Not his name, but something about it. So I don't know. Maybe that's his nickname, Muffin. I don't know, but they're showing me that. And they said this guy's going to come up in your life in 2 weeks.
I'm going to meet him
you're
in 2 weeks.
Meet him. In 2 weeks, and it's going to be unexpectedly. So keep your, as they say, your radar, your female radar up. While you're out walking around or visiting or work, whatever, keep your radar up, because it's going to be unexpectedly. But when you see this guy, Amy, you're going to stop.
Yes. Okay.
You can't explain it, but you'll just stop. You'll see him and you're like, whoa. And you'll turn around like, whoa, why did I have that feeling right then? Make your way to him and say, hi, how are you doing? Did I accidentally bump you? Even though you know you didn't. But, you know, did I accidentally bump you? And just, you know, start the conversation. That's what I'm saying. You'll know this guy because you'll stop in your tracks. It's almost
wow.
like one soul is speaking to the other soul as you're passing by each other.
Interesting. So I approach him. You see me approaching him versus him approaching me.
Yeah.
Right?
You will approach
okay.
him.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what I said, you know. You can use
sorry,
whatever, then. You know, because you're going to turn around and catch him. He's only going to be a few
okay.
steps from me. But it's like, oh, did I bump you? I'm sorry. I should have said excuse me. And, of course, he'll say, no, you didn't. Oh, hi. Well, my name is so-and-so. What's your name? There you go.
Wow.
Yep. So in 2 weeks, look forward to that. And it'll start from the weekend. So I would say Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in 2 weeks on those weekend days. Just keep those radar, keep that radar up looking for that guy, because you will see him. Like I said, it's unexpectedly.
Okay. And the other guy is just a friend. He makes me laugh. I don't know that guy.
You will.
Right? Is that what you're okay.
Yeah, you don't know him, but you will. You'll meet him. And it'll be understood that, you know, you're just friends. Because looking at him, you know that ain't you. So you're not going to hurt his feelings, you know,
right.
in that perspective. But you might just say, well, you know what, let's just be friends. You know, I'm not really looking right now, even though you are. But that stops from hurting his feelings. And, you know, you just enjoy each other's friends, almost like brother-sister type of thing. But when you're down, this is a guy that you want to call that will lift you right back up and make you feel good about Amy.
I need that. I've been down a lot. Like, I mean, it's just been a heck of a ride this year. I need some laughter. So thank you for
that. Yes.
Thank
you. That's your guy, see? The angels are letting you know somebody's coming that's going to make you feel good.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll call you back, Lona, you know, in 2 weeks.
Yes, please do, and let me know. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, Amy, you have a good day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful week. All right. Next caller. Oh, I guess I should announce. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Okay. Next caller, area code 909. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Genevieve. How are you?
Ooh, that's pretty. Hi, Genevieve. I am doing terrific.
Good.
Doing
Thank
terrific.
You so much
How
for sharing
yourself?
It with us, Lennis.
Oh, you're welcome. You're most welcome.
My question is about my daughter. I'm so anxious for her to move closer to me. She made an offer on a mobile home. The offer was accepted. But the tough part is getting approved by the park management for leasing the land on the mobile home. Is she going to be approved?
Yes. Yes.
Am I going to be the one to have to co-sign her brother offered, but now he's kind of being a party pooper? Will her brother help
she's
her?
She's going to get it. She don't have to worry about the park management. She'll get it. As far as the city, you will, Mama. Brother will come a little bit later.
I kind of figured. I kind of figured.
Yeah, but brother will help her
very
a little bit later. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's basically it. I'm so anxious for her to move closer to us. Lennis,
she's
thank you so very much for the good news. I really, really bless you so much.
Well, Genevieve, your daughter's happy, too. She's happy about the move, but everything's going as planned. Trust me, your prayers are answered on both ends, yours and hers. So, yes. It's going to be a good thing. Be a little challenging at first, but, you know, new environment, new people, and, you know, and thank God that you're there to help her accommodate to her new surroundings. So, yeah, it'll
thank
be good.
So
and, Mama,
much,
she will pay you back. Let me tell you, Mama, she will pay you back. No, she
okay.
is. Because things are going to work
right.
out real
if
good
she is,
for
that'll
her.
Be okay. I love her with all my heart. Thank you so much, Dennis.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a wonderful
a good
day.
Oh, you too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Area code 512. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Julia from Austin, Texas.
Hi, Julia. How are you doing? You're not turning into a crispy critter down there, are you? I know y'all are having hot temperatures.
It's only 110. No big deal.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm praying right now for you.
No, it's probably about 99, but with the heat index, it feels like it's about 110. So it's a scorcher, yeah.
Oh, my God. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, I'll be praying for coolness, that the temperature comes down somewhat. So, okay,
thank
well,
you,
what can I answer for you today, Miss Julia?
Well, I wasn't really sure about what kind of question I would have, but I really enjoyed what you were saying earlier about how you take a full 24 hours to do prayers for others and, I don't know, I guess yourself as well, just to connect to God. And I have my 40th birthday coming up. It's September 8th. And maybe that's something that I could do. So I don't know. I guess I didn't really have a question, but I guess I just tuned in to hear that part of it because I think that that would be something I would really enjoy doing. And I don't really, you know, it's my 40th birthday yet. I'm not really feeling like a celebrating birthday sense.
Well, let me tell you, first off, happy birthday and God bless you on your birthday. Secondly, if you want to join me in prayer, I'm going to start Wednesday at 12 noon. And I'm not going to stop until Thursday morning, 12 midnight. So I just go through solid 24 hours. Every hour I pray. Every hour. I don't eat. I don't do anything. I fast for that 24 hours because I'm in total solid prayer. So you're more than welcome to join me. Anybody else, if they want to, like I said, I'll start at noon Wednesday and all the way through for 24 hours.
Okay.
So it helped a lot of people last time I did that. Now, you know, I just feel like I need to do this again because the way, not just United States, but the world, with so many people dying and stuff, I'm empathic as well. So it makes me cry. I hurt for all these people, you know. Yeah, so, and I'm one of the people, I know they have Black Lives Matter. Me, all lives matter because that is my view and my heart and my spirit. All lives matter. I don't care who you are. So that's just,
right.
you know, that's just me. But
anyway,
I know that prayer can't hurt, and hopefully it will help. Like I said, not only the people that request prayer, but for our nation as well as people around the world. So thank you for joining me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the idea. I love it. And, you know, we're all family. We're all one. So
amen,
because
there is no – yes, go ahead.
It's all about love. So I was curious. So you just you fast. You drink water. You just don't
That's
eat.
All I do is drink water. For 24 hours, I eat no food, at all. It's just water. Water is a conduit, excuse me, as well as when you're praying. But you want to keep that water going to keep – that keeps me open psychically the more water I drink. So, But I just do it for 24 hours, and I feel good. In fact, afterwards, I usually sleep for 4 or 5 hours, you know, just to let my body rest and calm down a little bit. But, you feel good. Feel good and refresh.
I love that.
All right. Julia, thank you so much for calling. And like I said, happy birthday. And look forward to you praying with me. So thank you.
Okay.
I'm grateful
to you.
Love you,
Lennis.
Love you, too. Have a wonderful week, young lady. All right. Next caller, area code 617. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Yay. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Gwen, how are you?
Yes.
Oh, so good to hear from you.
You
too.
Oh,
my God.
What's going on, my lady?
Well, I moved. Just
good.
I know some people do. I put it on. Yeah, you know, change sometimes can be hard or change can be good.
Yes.
But change to me is always a growth. So to me,
I
moved somewhere different, and I'm 25 minutes from where I did live, so I live further out. But it's a new environment, new people, new energy, new vibration.
Good.
So that's
beautiful.
How I'm looking at it. It's a positive.
Good.
It's a positive. Yes.
Oh, very good. Very good.
So
I'm glad
to
hear
happy.
That. Good.
Yeah, thank you.
You sound
And how's your
you
love
sounded.
Life, girlfriend? Last
what is
time
that?
I talked to you, there was some. What is that? Huh?
Yeah. What is that? I've heard of it, and I've heard people talking about it, and I'm like, what is
Stop
this thing?
It.
No, seriously, what is this thing called love life? So I got on the internet and I Googled it, and I'm like, yep, no, I don't have one of those.
Oh.
Well, this is what has happened.
Okay.
There was someone that I was interested in. His letter starts with A.
Okay.
And I thought he was interested in me. And we actually work together. We work in the same company. And I kind of saw him, you know, checking out. You know, other females.
Okay.
At work.
Okay. So.
And.
Go ahead.
So I, you know, he didn't think that I was watching. I was watching him, because he always seems to do it when we're in some type of conversation or I'm showing him something. It's something like that.
Hmm.
And it's not just like with one woman, it's with different ones.
Yeah. I'm picking up that he's a player now. I didn't pick that up the first time.
And I was just like, you know what? From now on, our interaction at work will be strictly work.
Yes. Yes. The angels are showing me somebody on the outside. Yes, they're telling me right now this guy is a player because somebody swole his head. Somebody told him he was all that in a bag of chips, and he went running with that.
Yeah.
He went running. At the time that you two were kind of talking back and forth, he was loyal. He was loyal.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, somebody swole his head up, and now he just thinks he's all that. So he's come out of his element that he knows who he is, and he's went into another level where, like, hey, I can do this, I can do that, I can catch this woman, I can do this woman, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, that's all a head full of yeast in his own world. Okay,
because
everybody
else
does not feel like that about him, but in his own world, yeah.
I could care less, but don't do it when you've given everyone the impression that we were talking.
Right,
and it's a work environment. It's something different if these females work on these women work on a different floor, but we all work together.
Yeah, cut that loose.
Yeah.
Yeah, just end that. Because like I said, it started out very good. It really
did.
Between you two. He went to another level, like I said. It's not you. It's somebody else, a couple other women, and swole his head. He hasn't had sex with them. But, you know, he's ego tripping. Okay, the bottom line, the man is ego tripping on his own ego instead of standing back and like, okay, thank you, God, for this and that, but I ain't Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
I ain't Obama. I ain't looking good with the swag. So,
yeah,
that's okay. He'll come back down to earth, but you'll be gone by the time he comes back down to earth. Shoot, you have flown the coop and found somebody new.
Yeah.
So now
I'm not even. I'm not even interested.
No, don't let it go. Let it go. There's a guy on the outside of your company. I see outside the building. He's walking by. Who is this? This man is walking by this building, your building, and he's got wings.
Oh, my God.
He's an angel that's coming toward you.
Wow.
Nicholas.
Okay.
Nick. Wow. Oh, wait, I'm getting how to pronounce it, how to spell his name. Quick, Nicklaus. Wrote it. Okay, I got it, angels. Nicklaus, Nicholas. Ooh, okay. Okay, what else, angels? Tell me about this guy. He's an older gentleman, but he's not that old. 57? They're telling me he's about 57 or 58, and he's just turning that Scorpio or an Aquarius is his possible birth sign.
Okay.
He's, this is how you meet. There's a crowd of people. Something has happened. And he's standing there in the crowd watching or observing as well. And you walk up to him, Lisa, and ask him a question about what's going on. It looks like it could have been a car accident.
Ooh,
and they
pull
the person out. And I think people are standing around like, oh, gee, what happened? You know, somebody called 911, blah, blah, blah. Somehow, but I'm seeing this outside your building, and you walk up to it just to be nosy, and he's there also as an observer, and you just ask, you know, you just ask him like, wow, what's going on? What happened? You know, and that's how you two strike up a conversation. But you're going to feel something off this man, benevolent. It's not that you're just going to tap him on his arm or shoulder and like what's happening. There's a feeling when you tap him, but it's a spiritual.
Wow.
Okay, it's going to be a spiritual feeling. So, like I said, when I saw him walking by, the guy had wings coming out his back.
Wow.
So I know he's an angel. He's coming to you. The angels are not telling me why, but this is how that you're going to meet him. So if something occurs outside your building, you look out the window. I ain't telling you to run outside, you know, and go over there, but you're off work. When this occurs, you're off work. So you're either at lunchtime or you're off your schedule time.
Okay.
And this occurs outside the building, yes. But that's how you're going to meet him. But like I say, just I'll put it like this. When I met Maya Angelou, something went through my body. I could feel how good her spirit was. It was benevolent. It was just like a feeling of shouting in church. I said, oh, God, Miss Angelou, you are so blessed. My God, you're blessed. This is how you are going to feel when you tap this man.
Mm.
It's going to be like something that quick just goes through your body like, whoa.
Wow.
You know, get to talking, girl. Get that womanly wiles out. Get to talking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
But let me ask you, how do I handle him at work?
Oh, just tell him that you're friends. Just tell him that, you know, things didn't work out between you, and we'll just remain friends, and that's that. And if people come up to ask you, you know, are you two still dating or seeing each other, I said, no, we're just friends.
We were never dating.
Okay, well, just tell, you know, we just remain friends. We just keep it as, you know, we're coworkers and we're friends and leave it at that. It's not somebody like, you know, if he comes up and say, well, can I take you out to dinner sometime, whatever. No, we're fine.
Yeah.
You know, just leave it at that.
So he's not sleeping with these women.
There is one he's sleeping with, possibly two. Yeah. There's one, looks like a blonde.
At work?
Two. The blonde, no. He met her on the outside.
Okay.
The other one, yes. Yes. I told you women are swole as head, girl. So,
How does she look?
Different women. Who? Which one?
The one that he's having sex with.
Both of them. The blonde, she's a white lady outside.
Okay.
And the other lady, she's an African American woman that works for the company. Yep. And you know what? You'll know this. She works for the company that you all work at. But you'll know this because you know what? You watch people's behavior, observe their behavior and actions, and you'll know. You don't won't need anybody to tell you.
And
you already know.
She's African American.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Wow, she works for ICA. Oh my gosh.
Well,
because
you know,
he's supposed to have a girlfriend, supposedly.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody in the company knows
thought.
He's got a girlfriend.
Hold on to that thought. Let it go. Let it go. That ain't you. You done did your time, found out whatever, blah blah blah. Let it go. That ain't you. You're better than that. Remember, you're a queen. Don't forget that.
That's true.
And all you ladies that are calling in or in the chat room, remember that you're a queen first. And don't forget that.
Yes.
Hold yourself in high regard always.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, sometimes we may have to step down and get with a peasant. Okay. But then go back up to your queen status. Okay. You know I'm the nut. I'm the Saturday night. Okay. All right, Lisa.
Oh, do you know
one quick
thing?
Let
me know when I'm. Do you know when I'm going to meet? I'm going to meet this angel.
Pretty quick. They're telling me it could be within days.
Wow.
Within days. So just keep your eyes open and your hands up.
I will. Many blessings to you.
You too. And thanks for calling.
Right.
It's always good to hear from you, Lisa.
You
love
too.
Your girlfriend.
You too. Love you too. Tell Brenda I say hey.
I sure will.
All right, honey.
Thank you so
much.
Blessings to
you.
Have a wonderful week.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next call is area code 313. You're on the line. Hi, who's this?
Lorel.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Lorel.
Sherelle. Sherelle, okay. Girl, you talk fast like you're from New Orleans. Okay, Sherelle.
Yeah. You had a beautiful
All right,
voice
how too. You doing today, young lady?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. Terrific.
That's good. I had messages from the other side or my angels regarding a guy named Reese.
Oh, okay. Stop right there. Okay, Reese. Okay, Reese is busy. I see him going one place down the street, turn around, going the other way. He is busy. Sometimes chaotic in his own personality. I don't mean that as hurting himself, but, you know, get confusing. You just, it's
mm-hmm.
like his he's doing a lot of different things. Thank you, angels. He's just doing a lot of different things. Sometimes too much because his plate is full. But he's like he's all over the place.
So what do you think about me?
The angel keeps saying he's all over the place.
Oh.
I asked about you, Sherelle, and said he's just all over the place. He is a very active person, a hyper. There you go. He's a hyper individual. Let's see. I'm still asking. Does he care about you? Does he know you? You're one of many people. He's not settled. He's like popcorn. That's how they're showing me. It's almost like, you know, he burns. I mean, he cooks quite well as far as his personality and talking to people. But then he's like popcorn because he keeps popping here and there. You know, there's not a substantial, how can I say it? He doesn't stand for anything. He's just all over the place. He needs to be more committed to himself. He does things all over the place, but he needs to be more committed to himself and settle down and look at himself and where he's going and what he wants to do. You know, he's trying to find out what's going on in New York and live in L.A. back and forth. That's what I'm saying. He's chaotic in his thinking, his personality. I don't even see love and romance on him. He's just going too many different directions to even just focus on one area with him. So I'm not going to say he doesn't like you. I'm not going to say he likes you. He's just all over the place. Maybe the thing would be is to ask him, what is he looking for in a woman, or what direction, what goals does he have in front of him?
I got excellent already.
And?
Mm-hmm.
And his goals, are they good goals that he wants, things that he wants to accomplish?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm picking up on him. Other than that, yeah, like I say, I don't see him like or dislike you. He's just busy. I can't narrow down on him because he's just doing too many things. So, sorry. That was the best I saw.
Okay.
Well, thank
you
for calling. And you too. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller is area code 917. You're on the line with Linus. Good afternoon to you. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you doing? My name is Crystal. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Crystal. How are you today, young lady?
I'm okay, thank you. I was talking about employment. I haven't been working for a while. I'm trying to send out resumes. But I just wanted to know if I'll be getting something very soon.
Okay. Crystal, what field are you looking in? And I'll focus on that.
Anything like IT or anything, even babysitting job or something.
No. Come on, we always want the very best. So IT,
yeah,
you're a computer person. You program?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go from mm-hmm. there, because that's going to be
okay.
your best money.
Okay.
Ooh, Crystal, the angels are showing me there is a job in IT, but it means you'd have to travel out of Connecticut. It's not a relocation? I guess it can be, though. No. They're telling me now it could be a relocation. I've got three big letters in front of my forehead right now. It says IBM. So write that down. I'm seeing IBM. They're showing me DuPont, D-U-P-O-N-T.
Okay.
They're showing me also A&G Groceries.
Okay.
What else, angels? Okay, the field that you're in, they're saying if you applied at those different companies or different areas that I just gave you, you will get hired right away. In other words, in less than 2 weeks' time, you'll be working and making good money. So IT, and the angels are saying IT is a field that you want to stay in, and from that field you can add to it, you know, other things that you want to do. But they're telling me until you stay in that field, it's the field that's going to pay you the most money.
Okay,
great. Yeah, but you can start work right away. Don't worry about if you put out applications, do it again for IT with those areas, because I just forgot what I mentioned to you. Because they're always going to need some type of computer assistance. Of course, we're all computers now. So when you apply, find out what areas, whether it's human resources or development or management, that they need IT in. And there you go. You got the job.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Actually, IBM is a big company. I heard of that. All right.
You work for IBM now?
No, I would love to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that
yeah.
opportunity is coming. So
okay.
I would say sometime in August, for sure, you'll be working.
Okay.
Okay. They're showing me now like maybe the middle of August when it's all said and done and they call you and say you're hired, you have the job, the position. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay,
so
wishing
much.
You the very best, Crystal. And you know what? I'm going to tell you congratulations because I know you'll be working next month.
Okay?
And go for the highest salary. You're going to get three options. Three
mm-hmm.
options out of the three. Pick the highest salary. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank
All
you.
Right.
Have a good weekend. You're, thanks.
No, oh, you have a wonderful week too, young lady. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. We don't have Nina today because she's on vacation this Sunday and next Sunday. So you just got me Saturday night. Remember, Nina Sunday morning. I shoot from the hip. But I still love ya. Okay, next caller is area code 708. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? 708. Hello. Okay, well, 708, that's okay. If you don't want to talk, I appreciate you calling in and just listening to the show. Thank you. Okay, next caller. Area code 205. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Shantae.
Hi, Shantae. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Terrific. What can I help you with today, young lady?
My question is, I wanted to know, what do you see for my marriage? Do you see it resolving?
Oh, honey. Okay. What's the name of your husband? The first name. Of your husband?
Michael.
Okay. Okay. God, I got a nervousness right away. Ooh, why is that, angels? you're nervous about the decision that he's going to make. Hmm.
Yes.
I'm getting a block on him. Let me think a little bit more. Why am I getting a block on him? Almost like he doesn't want me to see him or know him. Well, Shante, it usually happens when the caller asks me, but I'm trying to find out about Michael, and I'm getting a black wall, or I say like a black slate. Nothing is coming from him. Is he even around, or is he even living in the state where you're at? Did he move out of state? Shante. Okay, I guess she left. Well, Shante, I'll just say this. I wish you the very best. I'm sorry I couldn't pick up anything on your ex-husband, but I'll just say this. I hope the two of you can sit down and talk about it and rationalize and hope that everything will turn out okay. All right? I wish the best for you. And don't forget, everybody, I'm just reiterating, on Wednesday I'll be in 24-hour prayer. And if you'd like for me to pray for you, go to my page on Facebook, The Essence of Success Network, and I will put your name and whatever that you want me to pray for on the list. Okay, thank you. All right, next caller, area code 313. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Dwight.
Hi, Dwight. How are you doing?
I could do better.
You sure could, Dwight. I'm doing okay, but I can feel your hurt and you're down, depression. What's going on, Dwight? Remember,
no,
you're a king too. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I called. Get some clarity.
Oh, while you're feeling down? You're letting something give you a headache because I'm feeling it on the top of my head, up from my forehead. You're sensitive. You kind of let people sometimes say things that hurt your feelings. You need to tell them, and that's unacceptable. Because I see that you have a heart of gold. You've got a good heart, but don't let people just walk over you or wear your heart on the sleeve. Dwight, you're a good person. I think you've let too many things bother you come into you.
Yeah,
Dwight, are you worried about a sister? Do you have a sister that you're worried about?
Sure about that.
You're not sure about that? You don't know if you have a sister or not?
Yeah, I have a sister, but I don't know about worrying about them.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, it came up. Why, I don't know. The angels just showed me. Dwight, the only thing that I'm picking up about why you're down right now is that you're just too sensitive. You take things to heart too much. That's what I see. But then I also see about you that you don't like being ugly either, how some people can be towards you. That's not your thing. This is what I'm going to tell you, because I'm not seeing a lot on you, as just to stand up for yourself, and if people say things to you that you don't like, tell them that's unacceptable, and continue to pray. Things are going to change for you. They are going to change for the better. It's just, you take things in. I'll put it like this, let go and let God. When you feel down and out or like nobody cares or they're not there, you always have angels that are with you 24/7. So talk to your angels, but also let go and let God. When things happen that you have no control over, just tell God, you know what, you got to handle this. I got enough on my plate, and I refuse to let myself get into a depression because of what other people are doing and saying. You understand, Dwight?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. What's on your mind? There's something bothering you, and I'm trying to pick it up, but
Living
You're almost
situation.
Blocking me too. I'm sorry?
Living situation. Trying to get my living situation together.
Okay, so you want to move out and get your own place, right?
Yeah, job. Get a job or something.
Okay, well, to move out, you got to have money, and to have money, you got to have a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the question should be, do I see you getting a job soon? Would that be more appropriate?
Yeah, and going on with my SSI.
Okay, now you got me in three different directions. Have you started receiving your SSI disability check yet?
Yeah. Is this,
you have?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm being cut off or something.
Then it's going to be cut off. Why would your disability
right.
check? I'm sorry?
Oh, it was supposed to be some forms filled out, and it took a year.
Before you started getting your checks?
No, it took a year for the forms to be filled, a form that they needed to be filled out. And they said without it being filled, without getting the form, they'll cut me off. But it was some difficulties with getting a form to give to them.
Okay, so now you've done that? You've completed the form, sent it in? You're done with it now?
Yeah. It is a year late.
Yeah, well, you know the government, honey. They're slower than a snake. Sometimes, I ain't going to say for everything, but some things that they are. Well, what I'm going to tell you, Dwight, is to pray that your situation changes for the better and that as far as your checks, your finances, that everything will turn out to be okay. And if you want me to pray for you, I sure will. Would you like that?
That would be cool.
Okay, Dwight. Well, I'm going to put you on my prayer list to pray that that your life will change for the better financially, mentally, and spiritually, okay?
Okay.
All right. And, if Dwayne, if nobody's told you they love you today, I do. And you are a king, and don't forget that, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Love you. Have a good week, dear.
You too.
Okay, next. Oops. Oops. I think I accidentally hung up on somebody. I'm so sorry. Okay, next call is area code 518. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda. I'm doing terrific. And yourself?
It's hot.
Uh-oh, you're in one of them states, too. Crispy Critter states,
it's hot.
Huh?
It's hot.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I'm telling you, I must have lost like 10 pounds sweating.
Uh-oh. And what can I help you with today, young lady?
So many people were calling on relationships. Do you see anything coming up, bubbling, exciting?
Okay, so there's no one you're involved with at the present time, correct?
No.
Okay. All right, let's see who's coming up for Linda, angels. I'm
Uh-oh.
Sorry, they said a big-headed guy. Okay, angels, I got to laugh on that one. That shit was funny. They said a big-headed man.
Is that conceited?
Okay, let's see. No, not conceited. It's just his physicality. Yeah. But when they said it, the angels were laughing, and that's why I busted out laughing. They're like, okay, he's got a big head. Could you tell me more? let's see. he's a big man. He's a big man. Looks almost like a basketball player, but he's thick. He's kind of like, okay, they're telling me he's like a Shaq you know how what's that boy's name? Shaq O'Neal, whatever. But you know how even though he's a basketball player, he's a little thick.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
mm-hmm.
this guy is. Okay. And mm-hmm. and Shaq got a big head too. But anyway, that's how this guy is.
Yeah,
he's tall and he's thick. He's not fat or obese. He's just thick and tall. Yeah, and this man's got a foundation too. My God, he's doing good in his life. He wants to be with somebody he can nurture. I think he must be a Cancer. He'd like to be with somebody that he can nurture and help out and, you know, do things for. Besides,
well,
you know, just
nice.
Loving a person.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be nice for a change.
Yeah. Yep.
That'd be nice for a change. Is he in my
And this
city,
man is active
or?
In church. Let me tell you, he's active in church. I don't know if he is a deacon or a usher, but he is active. He goes to church every Sunday. He's active,
active
in church. Now, he ain't no sanctimonious diehard, so you don't have to worry about that. But he does know who God is. Yeah, I'll put it like that. It's a church function, and it's a church barbecue. You're invited. Another girlfriend of yours invites you to... it's like this church annual, they do it every August, have this big, huge barbecue because they invite people from the community as well as, you know, people that are members, of course, that are putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how you meet this man. So the girlfriend evidently must attend this church that invited you. But it's at this celebration, this barbecue, that you meet him, and he will stand out because he's so tall above everybody else. So maybe 6'4", 6'5", something like that.
Mm.
And he's got a very pleasing personality. Another thing about him, he has a Chester cat smile. This man's got a Colgate smile out of this world. He's got a smile that just lights up the world. Beautiful teeth, beautiful smile. He enjoys people. He's kind of like, I don't want to say he's a comedian because he's not, but he enjoys laughter and he enjoys people. And he doesn't like to get messed over. So it's like what he does it out the kindness of his heart and not to be used and abused. And he knows a lot of people, but that's because he has a charismatic personality. So that's understood. He's looking for somebody like you. He is, Linda. So make that, when you get invited, I don't care how many girlfriends invite you to go to different, but if they tell you that this is their church having it, for sure, don't miss that one. Go to that one. But, I mean, I see you getting other invitations to friends or family outings, you know, and you'll probably go to that. But it's the church one that you'll meet that guy at.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that
when are you going to meet him in August?
Years.
That's when you're going to meet him in August. They're not telling me when, just a weekend in August. So I don't know. So, you know, between now and August, if you get invitations, I'll be there.
I will be looking forward to that. That'll be a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Somebody that's accomplished on their own and not looking to ride on you.
Oh, no, this man has got himself together.
Oh.
He looked like he's early 50s, maybe 51, 52, but just barely, like he just turned it. So, and if he did, that would make him a Cancer. But that's what I see, that he's a Cancer. But, good man. Y'all would make a good couple, very good
beautiful.
Couple.
Oh, that's beautiful. He's younger than me, but that's okay. That's fine. That's good. It's all good.
Yeah. Give me a call back, Linda, and let me know after you meet him, because I see good things with you, too, with this guy. The angels are showing me he is a good, good man.
He's decent.
Is.
Oh, hallelujah. I've been praying and waiting and, you know, not just settling. I'm like, no. I'm not
no,
settling.
No, and he's single, so there ain't no baggage or carry-on. You know what I'm saying? No, ain't no baggage or
Don't
carry-on.
Don't make me shout
single.
On the phone.
He does have a grown daughter, and he's got a good relationship with his child. I see that there's a possibility of a son, but much older. I don't know what the relationship is with him. But the daughter, yeah, they're close. They have a good, but she's grown, married, got her own family and stuff. So, in fact, she looks out too for her dad, that people don't take her dad's kindness for weakness and just use him, because he's got a very generous heart. He really does,
most,
and he's a good man.
Do. Yeah, most cancer
mm-hmm.
men do. They are. Oh, okay. Thank
yep.
you. Keep me on the line. I'll mute, but I want to hear the rest of the show.
Oh, okay, no problem. Thank
okay.
you. And in the meantime, have
thank
a
you.
Wonderful weekend, lady, and thank you for calling.
You do the same, and I'll be emailing you to pray for me, too.
Okay. Yeah, let me
right,
know about that guy. okay, next caller is area code 561. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Glennis. This is Lena.
This is who? Honey, you got a lot of noise
Lena.
In the background. Lena?
Yeah.
Okay, Lena. And how can I help you today, young lady?
I wanted to see what you see about a relationship coming up for me. There was a man around me. Actually, he's still around me, but he just doesn't seem to want to go away. I'm really want to focus on looking for somebody else.
Okay. The man that's around you, have you made it clear to him that you no longer want this relationship?
Well, he hasn't really come around for me to tell him off yet. You know, he's been playing
oh.
hide and seek. Yeah.
So you don't need to see, yeah, but you don't need to see him then. I mean, I'm not understanding. You say he won't go away, but yet you haven't seen him? What, is he a
well,
stalker
still,
or something?
Yeah, he is a stalker.
Okay. Well,
he's
first
on
thing,
my
I'm
Facebook.
Gonna kill you.
He's on my Facebook. He won't go away. He logs on to my Facebook friend and just seeing what I'm saying, and he's a nuisance. I stopped going around to places I know he might be. I blocked him on my cell phone. I don't talk to his friends anymore. So, I mean, I don't know if he's gotten a hint. Do you think he's gotten a hint, or am I going to have to tell him more?
You may have to tell him more, but look, this is what you can do to begin with. First off, get a no trespass order for everything. You know, computer,
he hasn't done anything.
That you can't, but within so many feet of you or wherever you're at, okay?
I've
so that would be the first
thing. He hasn't threatened me. There's nothing that they can do because he has threatened my life. Anyone could stalk you and literally harass you, but without them actually threatening your life, there's nothing you can do.
Okay.
What do you think is wrong with this guy? I mean, He asked me out last year. I wouldn't go out with him, and then we sort of started talking online, and then I realized it was like a light bulb went off in my head that I realized that he was just not all there. And
no,
just,
he does have some mental issues. You are so correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I was getting
you know,
a little scared.
Okay, you have angels right there with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always, 24/7. I want you, when you pray at night, also your angels are there. Ask your angels to help you get rid of this man out of your life permanently. Okay, permanently get this man out your life. And the angels will help you, not only God and the angels and miracles, but when you pray to God, ask the angels to help you to get rid of him and that he no longer bothers you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by any means necessary. Put that prayer out there. So that's the best thing I can tell you. And also be careful. You be careful of your surroundings, where you go and what you do. And as far as Facebook, if he's stalking you on there, close that page down and open a new one.
He'll still find me by my name. And he even tried to act like he was my cousin.
Well.
To find out where
you
live.
Does he know your middle name?
Do
you,
Yeah.
Can you? Okay. Well, then you know what? Do another page and let your friends know by messaging that you have another page. It's not going to go back and give that information out to him or people that you and him know. And when you do the other page, make up a name. But your friends that you contacted will know that's you. So if you make up the name Daffy Duck, you know, they're like, nobody's going to that page. Who the hell is Daffy Duck? Your friends will know that it's you, but nobody else will. You know what I'm saying? Only a few people. Unless you have a business on your page, then I would say something differently. But it's just you for an enjoyment as a person on Facebook. Yeah, change, close out that page and start a new one, okay?
What do you think is wrong with this guy? I mean, he's like, seems obsessed.
He has mental issues.
Oh, my God.
He has mental issues. Yeah. Even more so, this is why I tell women, we're queens, but you got to be careful. Be careful of the information that you give out about yourself, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because they use it against you.
Well, yeah, that too. And plus, when I notice people will be on Facebook and tell everything that they're doing, well, it's nothing for somebody to come and find you now or hurt you.
Yeah.
Everybody don't need to know your personal business. You having a good day? Fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got a new job? Okay, fine. You don't even need to tell them where you're working at. God bless you on a new job. You got a new boyfriend? Fine. You don't need to put his name out there.
Right.
Let everybody know. Okay? All right. Well, I got to get going. Thank you for calling, Lena, and I wish you the very best. Okay. Let me take this one call. Hi, you're on the Essence of Success Radio Network Free Psychic Readings with Linus. Who's this?
This
hello,
is John.
Hello, hello. This is who?
Hello.
Hi.
Wait a minute. This is John.
Darren, is that correct?
S-A-R-A-H.
Oh, Aaron. I'm sorry, honey.
Sarah.
Aaron. Ara.
Sarah. Like Abraham's wife, Sarah.
Sarah.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it Sarah Jeet?
That's correct.
Or just Sarah Jeet? That's correct?
No, my last name starts with a D, as in David.
Oh, okay. Spell your first name for me so I have it correctly.
You said it correctly, Sarah.
Oh, it is Aaron?
Yes. A-R-A-H.
Oh, Saren. S-A. Okay, now I got you. Thank you for your patience,
you know, Abraham.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Abraham's wife's name is Sarah. That's my name.
Okay, Sarah.
You know, from the Bible, Sarah?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, now I got you. Okay, Sarah. Sorry for that.
No problem.
What can I answer for you today?
I don't know, I've just been listening to your past callers. I have a birthday coming up August the 6th. And I guess my question will be about employment and, you know, moving forward, you know, in an upward manner.
So your question is, are you going to be moving forward?
Well, I have not worked in a long, long time, not a day job. I have a very part-time job. So I guess in a way I feel like I've been in a certain position because of my not working and having the necessary funds that I need.
Okay, so you are working, but you're low on money. So what is your question? I'm not following. I'm sorry.
I am working a very part-time job, 10 hours a week. In the evening, I have been applying for day work for quite some time. I do have an interview on this Wednesday.
Okay, now I got you, Sarah. What feels, so you want me to check and see what a full-time job is coming up for you then, right? Is that the question you want me to, okay.
Yeah.
And what field of work do you like to do?
I mean,
where you're in?
I am administrative for the most part.
Administrative work. Okay. Good enough. Okay. Sarah, I asked a question from the angels, and they're telling me something. They're saying something in your head is not. Wait a minute. Something's not right. They keep showing me your brain. I don't know why. This is weird. I've never seen this before. Is something not right? Is it your thinking? Or maybe you need to change your way or your outlook on things? Let's see.
I'm pretty positive. You know, nobody... I mean, I don't display or talk about stuff, so, you know, but I'm pretty positive.
Okay. The angels just told me the change must begin with you in order for other things to change. That's all they told me. Said the change must begin with you, Sarah, in order for other things to change. So if there's something about your personality or your attitude or your beliefs, you might want to go back and critique those areas and change if it's not benefiting you in ways that you do things or go about things. If it's not benefiting you, then change that. Drop it and try something new. That's what I got.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Sarah, for calling. I'm going to wish you the very best. Okay. All right, let me see if I can get in one more call. Ooh, we're going to the end. Area code 954, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, and what can I help you with today, young lady?
My question is, do you see any job opportunities coming my way?
Okay. Well, I definitely see you running toward them. Fine. Well, yeah, you put in a lot of applications. What? I see you running two jobs. I'm asking about that, but I see you running, which only tells me that you're anxious and you're ambitious. You don't want the anxiety there. You want to get going. August, okay. What in August, angels? They're saying a job that you applied for is coming up in August that you thought they forgot about you or they were not interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to call you back and see if you want to come to work for them. They're not telling me what company it is, but they're just saying that it's almost like, okay, it's like this. You know, when you apply for government jobs, especially the federal government, it takes a heck of a long time. Sometimes it takes anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks for you to get on. The same with this, is that you've applied. It might have been a month ago or 2 months back, and you didn't really hear from them or they didn't act like they were interested, and you just said, oh, well, forget that, you know, I'll keep going on. Well, they didn't. They remembered you. It's just that budgetary, whatever concerns, that they just didn't key in on you. Now they have, and in August they're going to get back in touch with you. I'm going to tell you to take that position. Because it's going to pay good and it's permanent. I think it is with the federal government or something that has to do with government, okay? But it's permanent, good pay. You'll be there forever and a day. So when you see this come in mail or either through your email, you'll receive a notice. You're going to be surprised. Lisa, but that's okay, because in your mind, it's like about damn time. I should have got this job months ago, you know. But everything
right,
has its time and its place to happen. So now it's your time, and it is going to happen. So in August, look to go to work. When in August, I don't know. They're showing me the first week of August, so maybe that's when you'll get the notification if you're still interested and want to work for this company. Okay?
Oh, okay, lovely.
But, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to be quick. You're going to call back and tell me it happened so quick it even shocked you.
Okay, I definitely will.
Yes,
all right.
Do, Lisa. All right, and to you also, congratulations, young lady. Wish you the very
Thank
best.
You.
You're
Thank
most
you.
Welcome. Enjoy your week. Okay, area code 901. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
And this Anna. Would you look at my window?
Hi, Anna. How you doing, sis?
I'm good, though. What about you today?
I'm doing terrific. Now, did you have a question, or are you just listening?
I just want you to, if you can, I know you only got a second. Would you look into my week for me?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, angels is coming up for Anna this week. Ooh, it went away. Monday, they said Monday you were going to get a headache, but it goes away fast. So whatever it upsets you, you're over it just that quick.
okay.
Tuesday, they're showing me musical notes. What that means, I don't know. But Tuesday, I see music. I don't know, maybe you're celebrating or you just feel like listening to music. Wednesday, nothing. Thursday evening, you might hear from your sister.
Okay.
And I mean around 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Might shock you, but yeah, you'll hear from her Thursday evening. Friday. Friday, I see chaos, but it's not you. It's outside of you. It's like you're on the outside looking in. So that's all they're showing me is chaos. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing me why, just chaos on Friday. Saturday, nothing. I don't see anything for Saturday. So that's it.
All right. Well, thank you, love. We'll talk later, okay?
Okay. Love you.
Love you more. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, I've got time for one more caller before we close it out. So let me do 347. You're on the line with Linus, and you're my last call. Who is this?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing great. I wanted to tell you I did get the job. I had asked you about a job. Yes, I did get that job. But I actually applied for another job because that job was just like it's just going to be for the summertime.
Okay.
So I wanted to know, just with a big company, and it's more into like say licensing and drafting. So I wanted to see if you've seen anything as far as like, I guess my career in the fall, or if I might get that a new job.
Okay. Keisha. Oh, yeah, you got a promotion coming. If this job takes you up, that's your promotion because you got a promotion coming. So apply, or if you have applied, they're going to move you up. And it's two steps. Whatever it is and how the money tier works, you're going to jump up two steps. Okay, so apply because it's definitely
All right,
a promotion.
Is this saying it is with the, like this company is like a real famous company? Or
yeah, you'll get it. You're going to get the
really?
Job. It's a promotion. Yeah.
Okay. This is the one with that athletes.
Okay. It'll probably be September before you begin on that particular job, but you're applying in August, so yes, you will. Like I said, it's a promotion. You're two steps up the ladder. So whatever the main line, when they come in at $10 an hour, you'll get 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, you're going to get the job, but I see the job, you're getting the job in September. It won't be right away. It'll be in September when they make the decision and bring you on board.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
alrighty. That's when, yeah. Thanks. Thank
okay.
you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling. Well, y'all, it's time to close the door. Oh, I just enjoyed myself today. Now, remember, y'all, anybody that needs prayer, be sure and contact me on the Essence of Success Radio Network page on Facebook. Just go in messaging and say, Lennis, I need prayer for so-and-so, because that's between me and you. I'm like a doctor. Even when I do readings on one-on-one, I don't tell people what we talked about. That's like I said, I'm just like a doctor. That's very private and personal, and I don't tell. So anyway, go to messaging, send me a note, and like I said, Wednesday at 12 noon, I will be in prayer for 24 hours, not only for this nation, but for the world. And if anybody has something that they want me to pray for them, I will do that. Now, remember, Nina won't be here next Sunday, so you'll have me again Saturday night. You guys have a good week, and God bless you. And if nobody's told you they love you today, dadgummit, I do. I love you. And I thank you all for either calling on the phone in the chat room or just listening on the air. I thank you. Have a good one, everybody. Know that you're loved.